Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
All right, it's all brought to you by Show Technology. What's going on?
All right, so this summer is actually going to be the 50th anniversary. I believe you've probably seen this all over the place. 50th anniversary, if you believe it's been 50 years since Woodstock, actually.
Who cares?
Took place between in August, I think it was August 15th, the weekend of August 15th, back in 1969.
Wow.
So they're going to, they're going to redo it.
Well, let me tell you something. You can't recreate what happened there. I didn't go because I was too young and I wasn't into all that. But you can't. I've talked to people that have been there. It's never going to happen. It's one of those most. Besides that, it wasn't about the music. It was about the people.
Yes, and that's what a lot of the artists that performed in the original Woodstock back in 69 are saying. They're saying, don't let it be what it was. Don't try to recreate it. Because remember when they tried to do sort of a Woodstock reunion in 99 and it sucked? Remember that?
Yeah, it's going to suck again. This is going to be even worse. And besides, you can't recreate the trash that everybody left behind. I mean, that was very special.
Dude, how many kids were born in that mud?
Oh, yeah.
And feces was shoved against the walls.
Stop.
It was the most trash ever at any concert event.
I can't imagine I'm trying to say this without offending people. It was probably sweaty and gross and nasty. It's in August. Like, if you've ever been to Bonnaroo, my brother's in a band and he's played Bonnaroo, which is a Woodstock-ish.
Bonnaroo's a disgusting festival because there's no shade anywhere.
Like that. It's in the middle of a field. It's a three-day in Tennessee music festival. So this is going to be August 16th, 17th, and 18th. Three-day anniversary festival. God, kill me. There's so many things I'd rather do than listen to this.
Who's playing?
They're not announcing. They have 40 acts booked already, but they're not announcing
them. Weezer?
Maybe. No performers until, they're not announcing any until tickets go on sale next month. They said it's going to be an eclectic bill with hip-hop, rock, some pop, and some legacy bands from the original festival. That should be good.
Hip-hop and Weezer.
Yeah, I don't
doing
know.
Beverly Hills at Woodstock.
I go to a lot of music festivals.
Yeah, I can tell.
There's nothing appealing about
this. You
should
wash your clothes after you do those.
Look. Sometimes you get gross.
My brother had the sweet deal because he was in a band, so they actually had showers and they slept in the trailer. Like, they got air-conditioned trailers and showers. But if you're not, like, with the band or VIP, then you sleep in a field in a tent with a bunch of other sweaty, nasty people.
You pay, like, $10 for a shower.
Yeah.
These people were all on acid, man, half the time. They didn't care for tents.
They're all sleeping with each other in their little VW bus, right?
Yeah, man, after a while, you're just not really concerned with the shower, dude. He's got to let that funk out.
Besides, we let the universe shower us.
That's what I picture it. And I'm a hippie at heart. I love all the hippie stuff, but I shave my armpits. Anyway.
As well you should. Sometimes it's just...
I meant to talk about Januhairy. We'll have to do that later.
Wait, what?
I was going to talk to you guys. We didn't discuss this, but I wanted to talk to you about Januhairy. We can do it later if you want me to.
Is that my girl's not shaving her legs?
It's when girls, you know how they have No Shave November for dudes?
You know, later was a good idea.
Januhairy is when girls don't shave for the month of January.
Ugh.
Even their armpits. Anyway, Kevin Hart, a lot of people were saying, oh, now that they went around with the Oscars and they were going to have him, and then the whole tweet came out from 10 years ago, and then they were like, oh, no, now we've asked everybody on Earth. Nobody wants to do it. Maybe Kevin Hart will do it again. Well, he was on Michael Strahan the other day, and he asked him about the Oscars, and he's pretty much done with everything.
No.
So that's an absolute no.
Yes, I'm not hosting the Oscars this year, and it has nothing to do with...
In the future.
It's hard to predict what can happen, and I don't want people to think that there's a thing between me and the Academy, because there isn't. The Academy, they're amazing people. The offer was made. It was received. I was excited. Things happened. It didn't work out the way that it should have. Right now, from a time perspective, I don't have the time.
Come on, Hart. You know what? He was when he came out and it all happened, and he started talking about it, you know, you can blame people for stuff that happened 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I liked him for a few minutes. Now he's wussed out.
Why?
It's just the whole wussy thing. Oh, I don't want to piss them off now. So, yeah, they're great people. And, oh, yes. And
no,
I just.
I think the whole thing,
I don't have the time. Give me a break. If all this didn't happen and they asked him right now, he'd have the time.
No, so, he's got that movie with Bryan Cranston coming out that he's doing. He's probably got to do press junkets for that and all that sort of stuff. And there's a lot of rehearsing that goes into the Oscars. I think he's just done talking about it because everything
he should have said that.
Every show he's on trying to promote this movie with Bryan Cranston, it's like, hey, let's talk about the Oscars. He's like, oh my God, I'm done with the Oscar conversation. So I think he's just over it.
And the more he says he's done with it, the more they're going to ask him. It's free press, man. He knows that. But he just wussed out.
Why? Do you want him to say bad things? People wuss out?
No, no, he shouldn't have said that because it comes off kiss ass right away. You know, oh, they're great people. No, well, 2 weeks ago you were saying how this is ridiculous and these people are ridiculous and everybody's...
Well, he has to say that or he's never going to be nominated for anything ever again.
Exactly. Now it's all play the game. See, I'm not good at that. No. My wife always goes, you got to play the game. You got to play the game. I go, no, why? I only have limited time on the earth. Might as well tell people what I think.
I don't want to play.
I don't want to play. You know?
This is why we'll never be syndicated, because Rick will yell at somebody.
What?
I told the guy what I thought of him. Sorry, guys.
Nick, he was the CEO.
So we all go to Target and we get trapped into that when we go shopping and you're like, I'm here for toilet paper and paper towels. I'm going to spend $6. And then we get to the register and it's $215. And Target sucks you in like that. And celebrities are no exception. Beyonce was at Target in L.A. the other day. She was spotted before Christmas at Target. You'd think she'd have people go to Target for her or maybe do that whole like Insta-shop thing where you order it online and it's delivered. Nope, she goes by herself.
Well, because she knows it's going to become a story. It's just like when Obama did it. Mary Michelle went into Target. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's a regular person. No, she knows that she goes in there, they're going to do a story about how she's a regular person.
She was wearing an orange jumpsuit and white sunglasses, and they were like, oh my gosh, I bet you she bought that at Target. No, girl, that's Gucci, okay?
Exactly.
See, that she did not get that at Target.
What, she
Target
paid for that?
Paid her to go.
Yeah, she was in the baby aisle. So, yeah, probably shopping for the little ones.
Yeah, people excited about that.
Oh, freaking out.
After the holidays, there's no better place to save big than Target. Right now, Target has great deals on...
Who cares? Beyonce shops there. Did you see the Instagram pic?
Yes, it's Queen Bee right there in the baby aisle.
I know. I'm totally buying Pampers at Target, and I don't even have a baby.
Stop into Target today.
Are you serious? I'm going right now. Do you think we'll see Beyonce there?
Shop at Target because...
Beyonce!
If only Beyonce had shopped at Sears, they would totally avoid bankruptcy.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.